Give Us This Day Evening Edition is a devotional reflection upon the New Testament lesson from the Order for Evening Prayer from the Book of Common Prayer 1928. These reflections are written and presented by Father Charles Erlinson, who serves at the Church of the Good Shepherd Reformed Episcopal Church in Tyler, Texas.
Today is Wednesday of the eighth Sunday after Trinity. The lesson is taken from Acts chapter 27, verses 9 through 26.
Now when much time was spent, and when sailing was now dangerous, because the fast was already past, Paul admonished them, and said unto them, Sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the lading and ship, but also of our lives. Nevertheless the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken by Paul, and because the haven was not commodious to winter in, the more part advised to depart thence also, if by any means they might attain to Phenis, and there to winter, which is an haven of Crete, and lieth toward the southwest and northwest. And when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their purpose, loosing thence, they sailed close by Crete. But not long after there arose against it a tempestuous wind, called a Euroclydon. And when the ship was caught, and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. And running under a certain island, which is called Clauda, we had much work to come by the boat, which when they had taken up, they used helps undergirding the ship, and fearing lest they should fall into the quicksands, strake sail, and so were driven. And we, being exceedingly tossed with a tempest, the next day they lighted the ship, and the third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship, and when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me, and not loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God whose I am, and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul. Thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God, that it shall be even as it was told me. Howbeit, we must cast upon a certain island. Here endeth the second lesson.
I believe God that it will be just as it was told me. Is this a sentence that you can say in all honesty? Naturally, the difficulty in believing what God has told you would depend on several variables. How unlikely and improbable the statement is, how strong your faith is, how certain you are that it is God who told you, what you believe about God and how he works, etc. But you know what I mean. I believe God that it will be just as it was told me. Is this a sentence that you can say in all honesty? When St. Paul uttered these words, he was once again faced with a life-or-death situation. The ship he and others were on was being tossed by a tempest that beat upon it and them. According to St. Luke, who was an eyewitness of the events, all hope that they would be saved was finally given up, verse 20. Paul alone has courage and hope, and he urges them to take heart or be cheerful. His reason for being courageous and hopeful? Because he saw an angel who told him not to be afraid, that he must be brought before Caesar, and that God had granted the lives of all who were sailing with him. And this is where our story ends for today. Good night, kids. I'll see you in the morning. Don't forget to say your prayers. Oh, wait. I'm not really done with the meditation just yet. So, now we know why Paul said what he said about believing what God had told him. But we still haven't answered it for us. God speaks to people in different ways. He speaks to many through his creation. He speaks through our consciousness and he speaks through the events of the day. But I haven't met many people to whom he speaks directly through an angel or in an audible voice. Of course, this doesn't mean that he can't or doesn't speak this way, but it does mean that most of us had better be listening for his voice in less obvious and more quiet ways. I find that when God speaks to most of us, he also doesn't speak with us with as much specificity as he did to Paul, telling him specifically where he was going and that everyone's life would be spared. And yet, for all of our differences from Paul, isn't it true that God does speak to us? We all know that he does. He speaks through his word, and he speaks as his word is preached by his ministers. He speaks through his disciples to us, and he speaks through our own hearts and minds. God speaks. And even when he doesn't speak with as much specificity as he did to Paul in Acts 27, still he speaks. God speaks. It is one of the fundamental truths of reality. So rather than getting hung up on the ways he speaks or with what degree of specificity, I still want you to answer the questions you've been avoiding. What's that? Oh, yeah, I guess I have been avoiding the one. I've been the one avoiding the question. How am I doing when the Lord tells me things? I don't have to think very hard to know what some of these things are that he's told me. Ask me about the specific things, and I may stutter and stumble, but I know lots of things that he's told all of us as his disciples to do, and a few that he's told me specifically. So how are you and I doing with them? You first. Oh, that's right, I can't hear you, even if you get to hear me. Somehow it just doesn't seem fair. But then again, that's why they pay me the big bucks. To be honest, sometimes I do well, and other times I don't. In several cases I've had the experience where I heard no audible voice, it had no strange night visitors, and yet God told me and confirmed me that I should move. And so I moved. It was a feeling and a process that at first felt a lot like God calling to me that provoked me to write Give Us This Day 14 years ago. Sometimes the experience can almost be humorous because of the contrast between what I know God has told me not too long ago and the lack of faith or forgetfulness that I manifest in what he has told me. But I have learned a few things through today's lesson and reflecting on my ministry situation. First, if things went exactly as I planned them, then God is probably calling me to something larger, where I won't get fooled into thinking that I'm in charge. Second, I've learned that one of the reasons I'm a pygmy in faith compared to St. Paul is that I haven't fully learned to trust all that God has told me already. How is it that Paul could receive God's word to him in such difficult circumstances? He had learned from his master that he could trust him when he spoke. That's my prayer for myself, to learn to trust every word that comes out of the mouth of my master. And now it really is your turn. I believe that it will be just as it was told me, Paul said. Do you?
Give Us This Day Evening Edition is a presentation of Always with Christ Radio. Radio in the Anglican way.